Hello and welcome to the first Step for Nums podcast. Step for Nums is a four-year Interact Novice Europe project with the aim of boosting the use of new approach methodologies to replace animal testing. New approach methodologies, or NAMs, are revolutionizing how we test drugs and medical devices without totally relying on animals and making them more relevant to us humans. Across Northwest Europe, adoption faces major barriers: regulatory uncertainty, limited funding, and fragmented infrastructure. Step for NAMs addresses these challenges through transnational cooperation, uniting six countries and leading experts in digital twins, bioprinted physiological models, organoids, and organ-on-chip systems. The project delivers validated NAMs, a comprehensive validation manual, and training programs to accelerate uptake in the biopharma and medtech sectors. In this first Step for NAMs podcast episode, we highlight how Step for NAMs is driving innovation and reducing animal testing in Europe. To better understand Step for NAMs and its mission, we have three members of the project here with us: Margot Jehle, Ria Hein, and Katrin Loré. Could you briefly introduce yourself and maybe tell something about your motivation for the project?
Yes, of course. My name is Margot Jehle, working at BioReuse Dörn, which is the life science cluster in the south of Germany. And at BioReuse Dörn, I'm the head of European affairs.
Thank you. And Ria?
Okay, yes. My name is Ria Hein. I'm working at the Brabant Development Agency in the south of the Netherlands. We are a regional development agency and we're helping companies move forward and making next step in their businesses. And what excites me the most about the Step for NAMs project is that when we achieve that NAMs are more implemented within SMEs, we hope that those SMEs are getting a much more quicker, efficient and effective development process, and that products from SMEs in drug development or medtech products are going faster to the patient, faster to the client, because that's the things we want to realize in the end. So that's exactly what excites me about Step for NAMs.
And Katrin?
My name is Katrin Doré and I work as a domain lead medical biotech at the innovation cluster BioVia. We are active within animal health, human health and planetary health. We are one cluster for one health. And what excites me the most within this project, I can echo what Ria said already, but I also like to emphasize a bit that we hope to reduce the number of animal experiments that are needed within early drug development, and maybe at a certain point we can really eliminate these animal experiments.
Thank you. And before we dive into the project goals and details, let's take a step back and understand the origin behind Step for NAMs. Margot, how did Step for NAMs actually came to life?
The Step for NAMs has an history which started within the framework of the Codex for SMEs project. This project was a previous project which was dedicated to support small and medium-sized enterprises in the field of personalized medicine and diagnostics. And at the end of the project, we wanted to keep this momentum alive. We wanted to keep and have a long-term sustainability on the project success. And what we have developed and made of our experiences within the framework of this project. And then we discussed internally what could be a good approach to make a step further in this context. And we had the vision to do something in the framework with animal testing, focusing on reducing animal tests. And that was the time where the idea for Step for NAMs was born. Well, and maybe Ria, you can add, because you was also involved at the very beginning, at the birth of this project.
Yeah, sure. Well, what we discovered within Codex for SMEs is that SMEs really appreciated the contact with the big pharma companies, so that they could introduce their product to the big pharma companies and learn from them, but also have a chance to work on the challenges of the big pharma companies. And that's exactly what we want to do in Step for NAMs as well. We want to make the SMEs understand how they could implement NAMs in their processes without saying upfront that it's not possible because of the regulations. And a lot of big pharma companies, of course, they have more money and capacity to experiment with these kind of ideas. They are a little bit further in this matter, and the SMEs could learn from them. So that's a little bit similar in the Codex for SMEs project we experienced. And I think this project will gain so much impact after, well, this project takes 4 years. So we are going to experiment with pilots, going to experiments with all kinds of NAMS techniques for SMEs. And of course, we hope in the end that SMEs will implement those and maybe not, I understand, Katrien, with decreasing all animal tests, but maybe we can also go to hybrid situations. And maybe that's the most feasible on the short term. But in the end, we hope, of course, that we change the world a little bit in this matter.
Yeah, and to elaborate a bit more on the insight and competences that we gained within the framework of the Codex for SME project, I think we built there a very powerful network with a lot of small and medium-sized enterprises. We got access to biobank services that can be put in place for biomarker validation and sample access. We also built a very strong research community, and I think within this framework, Codex for SME brought together a unique competences for building an advanced network for a new approach methodologies to replace animal testing.
Thank you on your answers on the origin of the project. And maybe Katrien and Ria, maybe you can elaborate a bit more on the gaps and or the problems specifically from your region that you saw in the current system that made this project necessary.
Yes, we face some challenges within Belgium and in our regions more specific. There is some awareness of NAMs, but in reality, there is no real environment yet to implement these NAMs. People might know NAMs exist and what potential they do have, but the support structure to make that happen is still missing. So there's a lack of knowledge around how to validate, how NAMs can be regulated, and how to implement them efficiently and effectively within the drug development process. I know, Ria, maybe you can add some more info on the Dutch region.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. But before we started this project, we had some interviews with companies to check how are they feeling about NAMs. And then the response was several times that they say NAMs are a very nice alternative, but it's not helping for us, or it's not working for us because it's not that we can test on a whole organism. So actually, yeah, then you become in a phase that you think, okay, we cannot change anything, but I think we can try to maybe cut the whole validation process of a company in pieces, and that you can look for a way to test some pieces with NAMs and maybe the final pieces with a whole organism, so that you in the end get can have a speeding up of the development process, and also that you can decrease the animal use, because using animal models, I mean, it's a very costly process. It takes a long time. It's very costly. And for small, medium-sized companies, it's often a very great investment to realize that. So I think NAMs could be a very good alternative.
And Margot, do we face the same challenges in Germany, or are the problems different?
In some cases, I can agree. What we also noticed in Germany, that there are in some regions we are facing an issue regarding funding in this specific field. And in addition, in our region, we have really a lack of big pharma companies. So this part is totally missing in our region. And in this way, it would be good to elaborate a little bit and have the benefit within this collaborative project to work together and have access to bigger pharma companies as well in the framework of this project.
Yeah, I want to add a little bit about it because Katrien already mentioned it. I think awareness is very important. I think that the NAM technology is a very young technology, so a lot of SMEs don't know it yet. And it's very important to do a lot of knowledge sharing and awareness raising so that they understand what is possible. There are so many new techniques developing at the moment, so there must be a technique what could be useful for them. And we have to make this match between the company and with knowledge institutes or R&D centers or whatever.
And if I may add, I think this project gives us an excellent opportunity because we have 4 years' time to develop everything, to make the pilot studies. We have the budget of 6.3 million euros available, and I think that is really perfect to make some step forward to give more trust on NAMs and give the place for more awareness to this specific technology.
I think with the project partners we have in the project and also with our strategic advisory board members, we have a very good consortium to make next steps in this matter.
Ria, you already mentioned the strategic advisory board that will be integrated into Step4NAMS. Perhaps you can say a few more words about the structure and goals of the project and how it will be organized and implemented based on the work packages.
Well, first we're going to start with some desk research and then end analysis, because we really need to know what kind of companies and organizations are in the ecosystem of NAMs and the SMEs who are NAM users, but also the NAM developers. We need to know them. We need to know what their obstacles are and how we can contribute to a solution. So we do first a lot of desk research analysis, and with this information, we are going to try to set up some pilot studies to make sure that SMEs can experiment with new NAM techniques. And the last work package of the whole project is about training and also about awareness. So we're going to create workshops, masterclasses to help companies to make this next step.
Thank you. And perhaps our listeners would also be interested in getting involved in the project. How would that be possible, and how can interested parties stay up to date?
Well, we have several possibilities where people can be in contact with the project. First, we have very extensive website where there's a lot of information going on. We have a LinkedIn page. People can follow the LinkedIn page to keep to be updated about the new developments we create in this project. We will also communicate our trainings and also the call for proposals for the pilots. So there are a lot of ways to be connected, and maybe, Margot, you can add some information.
Well, and I think we will definitely organize some interesting events and workshops where also interested stakeholders can contribute and participate. That is another opportunity we would like to figure out and to develop further on.
Yeah, we are also at the BioFit conference in December this year. This conference is organized by Eurosanté, and we will have a workshop over there to get feedback on our desk research and analysis and all the interviews we are doing in the next few months. So if people are interested, they can always attend.
I think that these are good opportunities to get to know the project better, and that participating in the pilot studies and training courses will certainly help various stakeholders to develop further. We've talked a lot about the project and we have already met the three of you, but how is the Step4NAMS consortium actually set up? Margot, can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, of course. So we are in total a project consortium of 10 project partners. And within this project, we have different kind of organizations involved. For example, we have 6 business support organizations involved in this project, which are 2 business support organizations from the Netherlands. We have another one from Belgium. We have 2 further business support organizations from France, and Stern as the last one from Germany. So I can also mention them. We have BOM and Innovation Quarter, as well as BioVia, Medicine, Eure Santé, from the business support organization side. And in addition, we have involved, especially in the pilot studies, research partners, which is one partner from the University of Galway. Another partner from Galway is ATU, Atlantic Technology University in Ireland. And we have the University of Luxembourg as well involved. And last but not least, the 3R Center of Tübingen. Those are an excellent group of partners which complements each other very well. So the task of the business support organizations are to raise awareness within own ecosystems, to attract different kinds of stakeholders, to get involved in this project, to get involved in the trainings, participate at the pilot studies, and generally be interested on the different workshops, events, and also all the information we will share as outcomes of the pilot studies. And the research organizations are mainly focusing on the pilot studies.
Thank you, Margot. I also believe that it's a very versatile consortium and it covers Northwest Europe very well. Thank you all three for sharing your thoughts and insights on the Step for NAMS project. And finally, I would like to give the floor to you once more. Do you have any concluding remarks?
Yeah, I have a final remark. Thank you for the time. I want to emphasize that we want to have therapies and drugs and whatever helps people going faster to the patients and faster to the consumers. And NAMS technologies really have a very efficient and effective way of validating those therapies. And I know there are a lot of people who have questions by it and are questioning if it's the right way to validate. But those NAMS technologies are improving all the time. And I think in the end, we will get there. And we only can get this replacement when we experiment with them, when we try them out, and that we make sure that they indeed will be implemented. So I want to really break a leg for those NAMS and for these techniques, because they are so important to help patients in the end. And that's what was my final remark.
Thanks again to Ria for her closing remarks and also to the other two for sharing their insights on the Step for NAMS project. But before we wrap up the first episode, here's a quick fact. Every year in Europe, around 8.5 million animals are still used in testing. And yet, many drugs that look promising in these animal models end up failing later in human trials. That really proves that we need better and more human-relevant methods. This is exactly where Step for NAMS comes in. With our pilot studies, training and tools, we want to step up the use of new approach methodologies and move towards a future with more reliable science and less animal suffering. But first, a big thank you again to Margot, Ria and Katrin for joining today's conversation and even more importantly for the great work they are doing within Step for NAMS. In our next episode, we will take a closer look at the pilot studies and explain how companies can get involved. Until then, check out our website and follow us on LinkedIn to not miss any updates. Thank you for listening and see you next time.